cuts, and more cuts. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. Yesterday afternoon, it was announced that the Iowa House and Senate leadership had agreed on legislation to speed up the lowering of Iowa's individual income tax rates. The top rate this year is 5.7% and is scheduled to drop to 4.82% next year. But the governor called for dropping the rate lower faster, given how flush with taxpayer cash the state treasury is. The deal would take Iowa to a 3.8% flat income tax rate by next year, 2025. It was scheduled to drop to 3.9% the following year, 2026, so this gets us to below the ultimate goal a year sooner, with a nearly 2% drop from this year to next alone. Officials say the compromise reached this week will return $1 billion extra dollars back to Iowans. A vote on the agreement could come before the weekend. Now, the governor had hoped things would be cut this year, retroactively, to 3.65%, then down to 3.5% next year. The legislative leaders are more conservative than that, but the governor's office indicated she was on board with this move. Some House and Senate Republicans would like to eliminate the individual income tax altogether, but it's prudent to go a bit slower and make sure they don't have to reverse course, as was famously necessary in Kansas. The bottom line is that the state is operating with big surpluses, and lawmakers therefore have two choices: more government spending to whittle that surplus down, or reduce taxes and stop collecting so much that's not needed. I'm firmly in the stop collecting so much camp, and this approach of making sure the funds are in place before there is a cut, that served us very well. I'm looking forward to contributing less to the state treasury going forward, anytime they're willing to put it into place. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Friday, April 19, on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.